Gittin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi get mim dinis hayom. We're still learning about the halachis of the shliach who brings the get, and they were misakin that the only way the get could be given is only if the get is oimid without any chash, that it could be turned into a mezuif, which means the baal won't be able to come and be ma'ar on the get because we already believed the shliach as if he's two edim on the kiyum hashtar. And thereafter, nobody could be ma'arer on it. So, if a maybe get medina sayon, but he wasn't mekayim the takon of saying b'fane nechtav or b'fane nechtam. He says it a little bit different. And we're going to have a bunch of variations. Now we have to know which ones are kosher, which ones are not. V'omar, the shliach said b'fane nechtav, avalei b'fane nechtam. He said b'fane nechtav, he didn't say b'fane nechtam. B'fane nechtam, avalei b'fane nechtav. He said one without the other. Before I nechtav kuloi, Hitaka said, before I nechtav, but there's something missing in the before I nechtav. Before I nechtav, chetzioi. Before I nechtav, chetzioi. Before I nechtav, kuloi. So we have all the variations over here. Chatzin and kuloi, one yeah, one not. In both the chsiva and the chsima. The aloche is posel. What's the theme over here? So for starters, the way we paskin, that the reason why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is in order to avoid problems of ziuf, of ir, and it's all a kiyum hashtar. So l'chay, the ikur over here is the b'fanei nechtam, not the b'fanei nechtam. What we mentioned from the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Aleph is that the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtam is because Chazal instituted that an eid echod is nemon, is chshash, that it's going to look like eid echod is good to be mekayim enishtar, and that's not true. The Mishnah in Ksubis, that the way to be Mekayim Mishtar is you need two Edim. Davar Shebemomen. Only over here, Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabon. Therefore, they made it different than the regular Kiyim Shtaris, which is only on the Chesimus or Edim. The Kiyim is on the Edus. And over here, they instituted that the Befanei Nechtav, that there has to be a Edus, a Kiyim, so to speak, on the Ksiva as well. If he wasn't Mekayim that, so then it's possible. For sure, if he could say b'fanei nechtam, but he doesn't say b'fanei nechtam, then there's no kiyum. Not being made on the edus, that the edus is kosher edus. What's chetzio and what's kuloi? So the b'fanei nechtam chetzio, l'chay is clear that it's no good, because he was only mekayim one chesima. But what's nechtav chetzio? So what the Mefarshim explained over here from the Gemara that Taisyanta brings, is that, like we said, the nechtav over here is not really the ikadin. Really, over here, the kiyum is produced by affirming the nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The ksiv over here is just to make a hekero, that's not the regular chasima, it's only a din by get. It's enough for them, I'm sorry, not for them, for him, for the shliach, to say b'fanei nechtav on the chetzer, which is the ikar part of the get. The ikar part of the get is the shem ho'ish, with the shem ho'isha, with the Zman and the Ksivus HaGet, that's the Iker. Then there's a bunch of information. We'll see more about that later. Different parts of the Nusach HaGet. In order to create the Heker, that this is not regular Kiyum Shtaris, the Nichtav Chetzioi is enough. What we're talking about over here, when we say B'fanei Nichtav Chetzioi, that's no good, is only on the second half of the information to get, which doesn't have the real, like we said, the Shemo Yishra, Shemo Yishra, and the Zman Ksiv Saget. So it's not the Iker, therefore you weren't Mekayim the Din. But if the first Chelik of the Nusach HaShtar, the Nusach HaGet, was accounted for, and he said, B'fanei Nechtav, then it would be enough of a Heker. So those are the four cases over here. Now the Mishnah goes into another case. Echad Oymer B'fanei Nechtav, V'echad Oymer B'fanei Nechtam Posel. Remember that you only need one. You don't need two, even though ain't davar shebemomen. Mishnayim over here, Chazal will mistapik with one aid. So what happens if you have one aid that says b'fanei nechtam, and you have one aid that says b'fanei nechtam, it should be good. Now we need a hakdama. If the two of them were shluchim to bring the get, so then the Gemara says that's pasha, you don't even need any b'fanei nechtam, you don't need any b'fanei. Why? Because when two Eidim bring the shlich, two shlichim bring the get, the fact that they are shluchim, both of them, it means that there's two people here to affirm that the Baal sent this get to divorce his wife. Avad he did kedin. Memele, there won't be a tainus mezuyev. We're not going to be choshish keneged two edim, keneged two shluchim, that the get was possible. Therefore, they were never misakim fanenechtam in the first place. What we're talking about over here is one of these two individuals that's bringing the get is a shliach, and one does not have a koyach legarish the wife. Next case, shnayim oimim b'fanenu nechtam ve'echad oimim b'fanenu nechtam. What we're talking about over here is that the one who was the shliach said b'fanenu nechtam, but he didn't say b'fanenu nechtam. So kishalatzma, like we had in the ratio, the din of the shliach to be neman kebei trei is only if he says b'fanenu nechtam, b'fanenu nechtam. He's not neman kishalatzmoi. So now what do you have? You have two, which they should be neman say b'fanenu nechtam. B'fanenu nechtav. But that is meaningless because the ikur need over here is to say b'fanenu nechtav. V'haloi, he himself is not nemon. So you're stuck between them not saying b'fanenu nechtav and him not saying b'fanenu nechtav. So the halach is over the apostle. Reb Yehuda Machshir, Reb Yehuda holds in this case, since l'maisa you have edus gemura laksiva, that covers for the takana that you need to cover the ksiva as well. You don't need the shliach to say b'fanenu nechtav. You need that the chsima, the kiyum shtaros, plus the added heker of ksiva should be covered. It's enough, it's covered by two edim. Echad oimim b'fanenu nechtav, u'shnayim oimim b'fanenu nechtam, kosher. It's kosher. Once you have shnayim oimim b'fanenu nechtam, so that's edus gemura, that's avada, you don't need the mishum iguna akilu b'rabbonon, dike kulo, of one shliach saying b'fanenu nechtam, where he'd have to say b'fanenu nechtam. Over here you have edus gemura, you have proper edus that says b'fanenu nechtam. So the avada halach is kosher. Mishnah Beis, nechtav b'yoyim, v'nechtam b'yoyim. Even though we're talking about ksima, ksima over here, we're really learning a different halacha. This is the halacha of zman begitin. The Mishnah later on, that they were misakin, that a shtar, a get, that doesn't have zman on it, L'chayri should be able to accept the edus that a gerushin was written, a shtar gerushin was written, b'das ha-mischayif, that's the das of the husband, to be given to his wife. What's the difference if you do have his man, you don't have his man? So you won't know when the gerushin took place. L'moshul, let's say you have a shtar that's signed by two edim that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So the shtar is a good shtar. The fact that there's no zman means that if you need something to be backed up with a time, with a date, you won't have it. What's the classic example? The Gemara says, what happens if Reuven pulls out a shtar chayv and says, Shimon owes him $100. So fine, you collect $100. It's not a problem. But if it's a shaila of going to the lekuchos of Shimon, going to Shimon sold the field to Levi, and he wants to go collect because of the existing shibud, Shimon sold the field to Levi, there's a lien on the field, so the only time Shimon selling Levi the field creates a shibud is only if it was after the halva. If it was before the halva, then not. Now, how do you know when the halva is? The shtar has no zman. You won't be able to collect from lekuchos. But the etzem choyv, avada Reuven's holding on to a shtar that says that Shimon owes him money. Shtar chabiyad my boy. He can't tie in a perua. He can't say mezuyif if you mekayim the shtar. So case closed. So by a get, what would be the issue? So the Gemara has two possibilities. The Gemara says it's actually the Machlokes Tanoim that's Mavur over here in the Mishnah. The two possibilities that there's a problem with the Zman not being written together is like this. One of them is similar to the idea we just said with the Chos Zman. By a Shtar Halvoy, you can collect the Chos, but not from Lekuchos, not from Mishubodim. So the same idea will be true by a Get, because whenever the Gerushin took place, at that point is when the husband ceases to have a schus in his wife's nechosim. A husband has schusim that whatever his wife is the owner of and she brings into the marriage, the husband has rights. We call that achilas peres. It could be what's called nechsim melug. It could be what's called nechsim tzarim barzel. We won't get into the protim of each. It's not negat us. We learned all about it. Yivam sing subis. But l'maisa, the halacha is that a husband has rights in his wife's nechosim. If she sells, the sale is not valid. And you want to know when, from what point her sale would be valid and up until what point her sale wouldn't be valid. At what point, if she was Eichel Peris, he could be Teveh and not Teveh. There could be different dinei Torah that take place on details of Schuse HaBal B'Nichse Ishtoi. For that, you have a kilkul if you have a get without Zman. That's one possibility. The other possibility is less business and more of the Davar Chomer, and that is what the Gemara calls it's a Vaitachsha, Shem Yechap al Basa Choisoi. A husband whose wife was Mizana, theoretically, if he would want to Lamazong their Edim and Asro, that on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad Rachman al Tzlan, she was Mizana. That being said, she's Chayav Misa, right? But only if she's an Eishes Ish, not if she's a Pnuya. What could the husband do? The husband, when he gets wind of the severity of the accusations against her, could write her, if he so chooses, he could write her a get, have Edim sign on a get without Zman. The Edim Chasimu will sign that the get was being written by Das HaBal. It'll be delivered, it'll be given over. Nobody will ever check with the Edim when the Shtar was written, when the get was. She's divorced at some point. Now, she could be divorced, maybe, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, before the Maizis Nos took place. The Gemara calls this Chsha Shem Yechape, maybe he'll have Rachman. He'll want to save her from a bad fate. Basa Choyse, B'derechal, her husband will be upset at his wife, more than upset, betrayed by his wife, if she was Mizana, if she was in Setakhtov, we just finished learning Misecha Soita. Over here, if it's Basa Choyse, he might want to be Merachim on her, even though she betrayed him, because Lamaisa, she's also his niece. That being said, the Chshash of Shem Yichab HaZachayza, Chazal took away the Kashrus Midaraisa, you don't need Zman. They took away the Kashrus of a get that was written without Zman. Now, Gerada on Shem Yichab HaZachayza, there's an interesting Chshash. It could come into play with Momenes, but there would be less of a Kasha, and that is, L'choy review of a suffix when the woman got divorced, L'choy she has a Chazok Demei Koro, that a get was given to you, you don't know when, she's an Eishes Ish. Why don't we say that she's an Eishes Ish until the latest possible time? This is a kasha to Rishonim ask. One possible answer is that since there was a get, there's a vadai bifoneinu, so there's a vadai dehashto that she's definitely now not an Eishes Ish, she's definitely divorced now. There was a chazok demeikar, but there's a vadai pnuya bifoneinu. Lav davka that the cheskas eishes ish when there's a vaday pnuya b'foneinu will be strong enough to shtel her avek on her chazaka to be able to give her misa. Good, that's a discussion. Rishayim, Shev Shmaitza, other achronim weigh in on that. But that's those are the two chashos that are mavur over here in the Mishnah. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Nichtav bayoin, v'nechtam bayoin. If the get was written on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's dated on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's also signed on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay, so that's your get kosher midlachatchila. Balaylo, if it was written the night of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and it was signed that night. Again, also the same thing. You're not supposed to do it. You tried not to do a get lachatchila at night, but lamaisa balaylo v'nechtam balaylo, it's kosher. Balaylo v'nechtam bayoyim, if it was the night of Rosh Chodesh Sivan and then the following day, again, they're the same day. So then the halach is kosher. By the way, we could ask ourselves a question. Let's say a husband is megarish his wife on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Maybe she was mizana 2 hours later. Maybe he wrote her a get on that day. The Edom are going to come and say she was mizana on Rosh Chodesh Sivan at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to write her a get. You won't be able to give her misa, or you're going to run into a problem with the payers. Because what happened to things that were sold or peris that were eaten at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or at 11 o'clock in the morning? So, whenever you have a shtar and it's dated, you don't have any way to prove which hour. So you can only be mitzi melekuchas or any other decision you have to make only from the end of the day. That's the Mishnah Mefureshes at the end of Maseches Ksubos. So the Mishnah says over here, in all these cases, they're kosher. However, by Yoim, if it was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan that it was written, the Nechtam Balaila was signed on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I'm sorry, it was signed on Beis Sivan that night. Possible. Because there you have a get with the wrong date. You have a get where this date that's written on it is a day before. And that could create problems. It's a Shtar Mugdam. And a Shtar Mugdam means you could be Moitzi Momen Shalai Kedin.
Reb Shimon makshir. Reb Shimon holds that the get is kosher. So Reb Shimon aimer. Kol ha-gitten she-nichtavu b'yayim v'nechtavu b'alayla.
Here's a clear usage of the word gitten to mean all shtaris. All shtari matona, choyiv, etc. If it's a shtar mugdim, meaning say the date that's written on it is not when it became a valid shtar. It only became a valid shtar after it was signed and given over. All those types of shtaris are possible. Why? Because every malva that has such a shtar will be able to collect from the chukha shalakadin. Be able to collect by a matona shalakadin. So then the halakha is it's possible. Chutz migitei noshim, Reb Shimon holds that a get isha that has man, but this man is mugdim, is kosher. The way the Gemara explains it, Reb Shimon doesn't hold the reason of Shem Yechap HaBasachoysich, Shash, of Znus, of an HSish, with Eidim, Asura, as a Milsen Leshchicha. The reason why Chazal Misak and Zman by a get is only because of Nichsim Malug. And Reb Shimon has a chap, the Gemara says like this. Reb Shimon says that as soon as a husband initiates legal proceedings against his wife to divorce her. Meaning, say, as soon as he writes a get, there's a maisa ksivas a get, he shafts a get that's royal legarsha. Even before it was signed, at that point, since he's already in the process, midrabanan, he loses his chustin chusel. So it doesn't make a difference the fact that the shtar wasn't actually valid legarish. He didn't sign it or give it over until that night. The shtar was written that day. That's the day that he loses the nechasim. So the shtar is accurate for what you need zman for. By a regular choyv, if the shtar is not valid, so you're going to get into a problem with lekukos. The moicher is going to sell something and you're going to have achrayis, you're going to go collect, whatever, different dinim that come up in shas about where zman is important. Legabi mekachum emka. By get, it's all not relevant. As far as when he loses chusim, that is biyom haksiv, and that's that. The Tanakhama clearly holds not that way. That the chash is al shem yichap basachoisoi, and al shem yichap basachoisoi, you can't have a shtam mugdim, so they would pass all that as well.